Life is like a train wreck, and so is this show. Welcome to the I Think We're Doing It podcast, bitches. Get ready for some really weird shit with your hosts, Ron and Jessica, respectively, Beauty and the Beast. All aboard. Toot, toot.
What up, what up, what up? It's the I Think We're Doing It podcast. Jessica is here. I have my awesome co-host Ron here.
Hello, America. Hello, world. Hello, people.
All right. America, the world, and people.
People, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
People. So for all four of you that listen, you'll notice that we didn't put an episode out last week. I don't know. I can't speak for Ron, but I'm in that place in my life where if I don't have anything good to talk about, I'm just not going to talk. And I think that's kind of what happened over the course of last week.
Yes. It was a shitty week and it ended shitty too. So yeah, life can happen, as we pointed out before, and fucked up shit can happen, yeah, as we pointed out before.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think that's going to be my new mantra anyways. I'm like, surprise Ron on this episode with all of these changes to the podcast. So long story short, if we don't have good shit to talk about, we're not putting on an episode.
Oh, wow. That means we got to come up with some really good shit.
You like that?
Yeah. It's better than, hey, what are you doing? or dead air, yeah, that we talk about all the time.
it's weird too, because I think a lot of us spent the last year being in just a really funky place. And I know for us, I felt like it showed in the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the world is different than it was at this time last year, correct?
Yeah, world America. No, not really.
To me, it is. To me, the world
is, man.
I can't leave my house without wearing a mask, dude. It has to be different. It has to be different.
Yeah, but that wasn't different from last year.
This time last year, we weren't. This was in China at this point. it wasn't here. China.
I mean, that was my way of acknowledging the fact that we were funky, right?
Yes, definitely.
And I'm not putting out any more funky episodes. So I'm going to play a game with Ron. Ron, do you want to play a game?
Sure. I mean, yes.
He doesn't sound too happy about this. All right. I have four topics for the episode today, and whichever one you pick, we're going to talk about, but you don't know what they
three
are, so I need you to pick. Oh, damn. Okay.
Number three.
Oh. Okay. So going, no, that's fine. He picked it, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, this topic is an interesting one, and it's all about clothing or things that make a statement about you, like before people can even really see you.
Say that you mean like your clothing speaks for you, is what you're saying?
Hell yes. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I, for the longest time, I'd always had dealership license plate frames on my vehicles just because I was too lazy to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And you always see cars on the road with like these blinged out license plate frames. I'm like, you're dumb. And then you see like the barbed wire chain one, you're like, you might be Mexican. sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did. Anyways, but then like you see all these other ones, like I love Jesus, and I like drive extra far away from those people, right? So I ended up buying a license plate frame.
Oh, wow. What did you get?
After long, many, many weeks, this was like a 3-week process. I picked up a license plate frame that said, "My other ride is your mom."
Why?
I don't. Why? Because of your reaction right there.
Why?
Because it's fucking hilarious, and it's so subtle.
Yes. I have to get out of my 2000, me being older. I have to, consider that a woman can ride a woman in these times. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Stupid. Sorry. But see, it's so great because you see that and then you see me get out of the car and you're like, what the fuck? Like, and it wasn't anything that screamed anything too crazy about me. Like, there was one that was like, don't be such a Richard, or like, a Democrat sort of themed plate frame. And right. And then there was like, are you this close with Jesus? Like, whoa.
Right. And you wanted to pick a frame that said, bitch, you don't know me.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, I'm all for that, actually. Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of like the conversation that I wanted to have around like clothes and like, how you feel about them.
Man, it's interesting you would bring this up because I dress bummy even if I was like a quadrillionaire.
That's not true.
You're right. Wow.
Ron, who makes your favorite loafers?
That is true. Ferragamo. Leave me alone. Okay. Leave me alone. When you're, I said
bougie.
I'm telling you, if I go to a grocery store or something, I'm low key, dude. I'm low key. And when you, now that you've said that, maybe it has to do with my mood. Because this last year I have been extra bummy, and I'm not usually extra bummy.
Right.
But yeah, maybe, right. Maybe you're right. But I will say this, I do chill these days with my Ferragamos. Ah, that's horrible. How dare you come out on the truth that I don't see in front of
you? Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with it, right? Like, me. What did I wear out on New Year's? A fucking gold twill skirt and some heels and, like, a one piece under my skirt? Like, in the middle of New Orleans. On Bourbon Street, in heels, in the rain.
Yes. Of which I pleaded with you not to wear heels on Bourbon Street, but okay.
And how many times did I fall?
Not one. I helped you one time. You don't remember because you were drunk. But anyway.
So it was really only one time?
Yes, but I will say this. You would not let me, and I've carried many of my friends, female, who wore heels on Bourbon. I've carried them, and you would not let me carry you. So kudos to you, lady.
Thank you.
You were like, nope. I'm going to make it on my own.
I was very real about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So yeah. Yes, you're classy when you need to be classy. You're very appropriately dressed. I will say that. I dig that.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
But here's where, and I think this fits in perfectly with like how for me last year is not all that different than this year. Already, mm-hmm. In that I have two sets of clothes, right? I got my normal clothing, whether I dress up or I dress down, and then I've got the articles of clothing that quote unquote make people mad.
What makes people mad?
Well, it's not necessarily that they make people mad, but it makes them feel some type of way when they see me.
Yes. Oh, I know what you mean. The printed death. Or yeah. The print that makes something. Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like we need to come up with a term for whatever this type of clothing is called. Like, for instance, you know, I like to wear jewelry. I have a couple of bangles, bracelets that have words on them. So I've got like a Black Lives Matter one. I've got Love is Love. And I've got one that says like My Body, My Choice. Right. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things that will definitely tell you about who I am if you're going to make some sort of snap judgment. And then I've also got t-shirts with Tupac lyrics, and I've got my t-shirt that says the only thing that should be separated by color is laundry. And I wish that it said and Skittles, because I do that.
But like, do you really? Those are the things that
I have a t-shirt that says that or separate my Skittles by color.
Yeah, no, I meant you do separate your Skittles by color.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried doing that once. I'm sorry to get on this tangent when we're, but I tried doing that once and it just made no difference because they all taste the same to me. So I stopped doing it.
I don't think they taste the same.
Okay.
And also let me note this, that like, I'm not doing this unless I'm at like a table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm at work and I'm at my desk and I can dump them out, I'm not doing that shit in the car, first of all. But I will separate them out. I eat the yellow first. I eat the green. Then I eat the orange. Then the red and purple don't matter. I can eat them together because those two taste the same to me.
Red and purple do?
Yes. It's not like they're any better, but I go from like the least favorite to like the best, and the red and purple are my favorite, and the yellow and green not so much.
Man, I think something's wrong with my taste buds then, because I mean, of course it's the same thing with M&M's, right? But for some reason, whenever I try to separate colors with candy, they all taste the same to me. M&M's do though, right? I'm right about that, right?
But I think they taste the same.
Aside from like the darker one.
No, I think they all M&M's taste the same to me.
Interesting. Okay, let's get off of this. I haven't eaten a Skittle in like 20 years, but let's get off of this.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just whatever. That was a thought that I had when I was looking at that shirt. And I was like, yeah, that's going to make people feel some type of way. But what about Skittles? Anyways.
Right.
So yeah, these the clothes, right? Statement makers.
Yeah, what do we call them? It's funny you would say this because I love those shirts. You know, I always like text you when I see something that kind of reminds me of you.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of those shirts, and the ones that I do have, I'm a pussy. Because as soon as somebody I respect tells me something about it, I kind of renege on wearing it. The one that's coming to mind, as I said, Jesus's mom was a side piece. And that probably, like the reaction to that shirt, the reactions I got to that shirt was, I remember Arab dudes loving me for it. Like, I remember going to the gas station and being like, man, I love your shirt. And I'm like, oh, all right, thanks, man. But,
you know what?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So I am very conscious of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know that if I put on a certain t-shirt, somebody somewhere is going to be making a face at me. Thank God they have a mask on. That way I don't have to see it anymore. But it's just, it's funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm being 100% honest, like I'm thinking about a different one. And I don't know if you want to come up with some of yours, because I love yours. But I had a Rosa Parks shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote was, nah. You have that shirt. Okay. You own that shirt?
Yeah.
Did you own that before I did?
No, I found a site where I could customize like the way they all looked and the font and shit that was on them. And so I bought a couple of them.
Yes. Okay. So I wore that shirt in perhaps the whitest county in America. And I went into Trader Joe's and this lady came up to me and gave me a high five. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. So when I wear these shirts, I have no idea what I have on, quite honestly.
You forget, right? Because you just put it on and roll out.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. I definitely do. But I was weirded out by this older white lady coming up to me and giving me a high five. And I was like, what's going on right now? But then I looked down and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But isn't it weird, though, how your clothes can do that?
Yes, without a doubt.
It's just, it's funny to me. And because, you know, I've got t-shirts, like I've got ones that really don't matter. Like my Christmas sweater had a bunch of ornaments on it and said, it said balls in cursive, like right across the front of it. And like that stuff I don't care about. I FaceTime my grandma with that on and she was like, oh, your sweater's cute. And she goes, wait, it says balls. I was like, sure does. And she was like, I like that sweater, you know? But then I've got, let's see, I've got another shirt that says Omar Little 2020.
Gotcha. The Wire.
Yeah. And at the bottom it says, if you come with the king, you best not miss. And like even that, because people don't read, right? They look at it and they see that it's blue and, you know, they immediately think it's a Biden shirt.
Wow.
Like, because you could just see people's eyes and you're just like, fuck, just read. You might laugh.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing, though. In my personal work, love, all these lives, there's one constant, and it's that people don't read.
No.
At all. At all. So, I don't think we can change that, unfortunately. It's just
no. We cannot. But I'll tell you what, this whole era.
But if you learn
people to read, not read. But if you learn to read, sorry.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to say, if you learn to read, you might laugh. And for all the pervs out there, you might actually get to look at a woman's chest. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that going to be your new thing now? Sorry, I'm just trying to read. Sir, my shirt doesn't have any words on it.
No, it's a perv moment that came in my head. It's like, what if reading just to look at your chest? What if that's the case? Because remember those pants that said juicy and shit?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Sorry. Just went to the perv thought.
Perv thought. Gosh. But all of this stuff makes me really mad because there is a hat that I saw online and it was a red MAGA style hat. Mm-hmm. And it just said, made you look Black Lives Matter.
That's interesting. Did you want to get it and you didn't get it?
Exactly. I wanted it. I was like, oh, the humor behind that is hilarious to me. But there's so many people that are going to be so mad about, yeah, whatever. So I just was like, fuck it. So I'll save myself the $15.
Yeah, man. I'm staying out of it. I do not blame you whatsoever. I just don't want to talk about that shit anymore.
No, I don't either. And, so, and it's sad that like we've gotten to a point where we have to watch what we wear. It's sad.
Definitely, definitely.
So,
but yeah, but you do, but you do.
Well, no, it's very real. It's very real, and like it's funny because my boyfriend has a bunch of these shirts, and I actually have one too. They're I don't know if I want to give people free advertisement on this bitch, but whatever. Do you know who Colion Noir is?
No, no.
So Colion Noir, he's like. He's kind of a social media sensation, but he is an attorney and a huge like gun advocate. He's in Dallas, like he loves his cars, whatever. And he's a black dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he has got
a name like Colion. I would have guessed that with a name like Colion Noir.
Well, right. Thank God it wasn't Pinot Noir. Anyways, he's cool. Like he always is posting shit about these new guns that he's got, and he's got this whole line of clothing, and his brand is called the Pew Pew Life.
The Pew Pew Pew.
Yeah. And I have a sweatshirt that's got gold foilage, like gold font on it, and it says hashtag the pew pew life. And he makes a bunch of other shirts that like have like an AR on it, and it says I will not comply, and then like I lost all my guns in a boating accident, like all of these hilarious shirts. And you know, when my boyfriend will get dressed, I think the other day he wore his I will not comply shirt out, and I see the looks, and sometimes people get all stoked about his shirt. So I'm like, oh man, like I just don't like having my personal brand out there like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. Well, the biggest reason for that is I don't identify with one thing, and I don't want you to identify me with one thing.
Right.
Correct. But yet- or-
No, that it's completely correct. But as you know, with how polarized everybody has become, and hopefully this starts to get a little bit better, but like I that's the main reason behind it.
Yeah, man. I'll be honest with you, man. Like what we're talking about right now makes me think of LA in the 80s and 90s right now. Like the country become Bloods and Crips, dude.
Oh Jesus. I was gonna be like, fuck the police. Like that no, kind of shit.
Like seriously, you can't go into one neighborhood wearing red, or you can't go into another neighborhood wearing blue. Like that's what this is right now, man. It's fucking crazy.
It's really weird. And it's not that I can't do that. I just don't want to deal with people.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. That was my weird little thought, but I have another like side thought about this, but I think we should give these people a break.
Yes, I think we should, because I gotta go take a toke. Go ahead. Not we.
Okay. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo.
Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast.
Providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo.
We recently joined as a member, and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience.
Make sure you mention the I Think We're Doing It podcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section of the application.
That's podgo.co at podgo.co.
Welcome back to the I Think We're Doing It podcast. I am still here. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Ron is also still here. Ron.
Hey, peoples.
So, like I have started to, I don't know why I did this, but it just kind of caught on. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about statement clothes and clothes that get people in their feelings and you know, how we don't necessarily want to wear them because we don't want to deal with other people's stupidity based off of the opinion that they've immediately formed about us.
Definitely. It's funny you would mention that. Have you given any thought? Because we were talking about the writing on the clothes, right?
Yeah.
When you wear clothes, have you given any thought on how the color, like, may be perceived or how... It may be like, for instance, I heard that red is a plumage that would attract people. Have you ever thought about that?
And you're saying like the color itself attracting people based off of the color and how your brain works versus any sort of other associations you might have with it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Because, you know, I see, well, nowadays I see red and I think Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is insane how your brain connects those things. But I feel like at one point in time it might have. But yeah. Now we've moved into this space of people like not reading and just generally being retarded. And I don't think they do anymore. Like I don't think the colors matter anymore.
Gotcha. And by the way, the blood should be pissed at that, man. Like, yo, we just spent three decades killing people, and now you associate Red with Trump? That's some bullshit, son.
I mean...
Just saying, man. Just saying.
I don't know. Maybe the Bloods have got something planned. We got what? Today is the day. Today is Inauguration Day.
Yep. And Lil Wayne is, I guess, a Blood from what I understand. But anyways,
did we just make a new gang? Like, if you are like rocking red, you're either a Blood or you're a Trump supporter. Is that what just happened?
Yeah, man, they together forever, I guess.
Oh my god. Okay, no. So
I have visuals of like Trump supporters and freaking Bloods throwing up gang signs and shit.
It's great. Right. But I'm not going to support it. I'm gonna say no. But here's the other side of this conversation that I wanted to have with you. And you're gonna laugh about this because I like took a scroll through my Instagram to see what kind of retarded shirts you can catch me wearing. That is the second time I've used the R word in this episode. They're gonna cancel me. Yeah,
let's not do that.
Yeah, my bad. So how do you feel about shirts that are about people that you probably shouldn't be rocking anymore?
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Shirts I shouldn't be rocking.
So, or let me rephrase this. How do you feel about apparel that identifies a person out in public that you just shouldn't be fucking with anymore? And I'll give you an example. I have a cutoff tee that I usually reserve for camping trips, and it's like a white t-shirt, is cut off sleeves, and the font is all like pink and purple flowers, and it says, "I don't see nothing wrong." And then on the back it says, "With a little bump and grind."
No doubt. Man, I guess it's, for me, it's case by case. I wouldn't see anything wrong with you rocking that shirt still. I know it's R. Kelly, but I don't know, man. I wouldn't have a problem seeing that shirt because Bump and Grind is beyond R. Kelly, I believe. That's just my personal opinion. He did that song, but yeah.
Yeah, and so it's kind of weird because that whole thing ties back into the cancel culture that we had talked about. And for me, I can't cancel that song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the other thing is, like, I don't know. We've talked about this with R. Kelly. I'm less worried about songs like Bump and Grind. I'm more worried about songs like Come to Daddy.
Or Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yes, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yeah, but this just goes back to the same thing. If some people see me wearing that and they happen to watch that special, they're going to be like, you support child sex abuse? Blah, blah. No.
I bought this before he did that. Sorry.
Yeah, I straight up did. And I also have another shirt of his where it's, don't ask me why I have not one but two R. Kelly t-shirts, okay? Don't ask. But I got another one with the silhouette on it. And with his shades and his cigar and all that stuff, because a friend of mine went to go see him in Chicago and sent me the shirt.
Nice.
That I don't know where it is. But then here's another one. I also have a shirt that says babies across it.
Wait. Just the word babies?
Yeah, but do you know where that comes from?
No.
Okay. And this one's a little different because most people might not know. So, Chris D'Elia, RIP.
Wait, time out. D'Elia's not dead, Jessica.
I know, but he might as well be. Like, but listen, this, talk about some fucked up shit, right? So when he was like in his prime, he had his podcast and he always joked about like how if you like were a normal person and didn't do all the stupid shit he was talking about, you could be in the cult and you were a baby. You were my babies.
Yes.
What he would say. And so like before we realized that he allegedly is kind of a weird fuck, like it was cool to be a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the, I know, yes. I sent it to you. You saw it? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in 2015, Kevin Hart called D'Elia a rapist. So, yeah. Talk about your foreshadowing.
Yeah, man. I don't, and see, that's another one of those things, right? Like, if somebody was like, ha, I know what that means, they'd also be like, ooh, but no.
Yeah. I mean, but look at Chris, though. Oh, that's really wrong for me to say. I apologize for that.
What do you mean? He's got the face of a rapist? Is that what you're saying? Huh? He kind of does.
Yo, no, he definitely does. But I don't want to say that because someone could say something about me, maybe. I don't know if I do, but I wouldn't want anyone to say that I do if I don't. Understand?
Fair enough. I'll say it. That's fine. I've seen him live 3 times and I still think the same thing. And that shit about him being a tired eagle or like Bob Saget's weird cousin, all true.
Yes, I didn't hear the Bob Saget's weird cousin. That is on point, by the way.
Oh, so on point. And he's aware of it. So I think I can say it. Okay, first of all, I don't think you could have a face of a rapist, right? Like, let's be real. But yes. He's a weird looking dude.
Yes, that's true. Both of those are true. You can't have the face of a rapist, but if I were to put it in a dictionary, it would be Chris D'Elia.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. But it's so I feel like this podcast, this episode, like, is to add another weird thing in here. Like, I'm in this network of podcasters on Twitter, and we always like exchange information back and forth. And they do this thing where they have like Cool Tea Thursdays, and they want us to post a picture of us in our cool teas or whatever. And I was like, I'm gonna opt out because I feel like some of my shirts might offend people. Like, you got me not participating in social media hashtag events.
Right. I mean, dude, that Jesus shirt, I can't wear that. Right. I can't wear it anymore. I just can't.
Right.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
And I wonder if it's an age thing, right? And I wonder if we've gotten to the point where like we're older and we're like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't do that. Like, versus.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Nah, it's definitely, I look, man, in this last week, what I've said many times is something that my mom has said. She said, I have wisdom over knowledge. And I was like, whatever, read a book, woman. But dude, getting older means that you have the wisdom to not wear a shirt that you're going to feel some type of way about. Better to be silent and be a fool than to speak and prove it.
There you go.
Get it. It's the way I like it.
That was my topic for you.
Oh, it was great. It was great. It made me think. And man, my brain goes into tangents. How do we talk about, can we do a recap?
T-shirts, Skittles.
Skittles. Bloods and Crips. R. Kelly, Chris D'Elia.
Face of a rapist.
Yes. And that's our podcast.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it here. Think twice before you put your clothes on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Bye.
Find us on social media, yo. Twitter at ITWDI Podcast. Instagram, I Think We're Doing It Podcast. Thanks for listening to this soup sandwich of a podcast that will grace you with its presence every Wednesday. Tell your friends, ho. The I Think We're Doing It Podcast, where it's okay to not nail it.